Australian researchers say wetland mud around the world could become a secret weapon against climate change as sea levels continue to rise. After a study of hundreds of wetland ecosystems across six continents, scientists say they've discovered coastal marshes are burying carbon and locking it away. But these sleeping giants are at threat, as Thomas Aretti reports.
When it comes to climate change, one issue continues to stand out.
An acceleration of sea level rise.
America's coasts on the front line of climate change. Rising sea levels and worsening storm surge are taking a toll on U.S. shorelines.
If those couple of inches turn into a couple of feet, we could be talking about drastic changes to coastlines all over the earth.
If the current rate of ice melt continues, sea levels could rise 6 inches by the year 2100.
Melting ice sheets and rising oceans can have a wide range of impacts. But beyond coastal erosion and the increased risk of flooding, there's something happening deep in the muddy layers of our coastal wetlands.
This is one of the tools, I guess, in a big toolbox that we can use to mitigate climate change.
Associate Professor Kerry Lee Rogers from the University of Wollongong has coordinated a research team involving wetlands experts from around the world.
The specific areas that we're looking at is where tides come over the wetlands periodically. We're really talking about that vegetated intertidal zone, so it's where salt water comes over the land surface.
These ecosystems can be found practically everywhere, and when it comes to the fight against climate change, sea level rise is actually helping this wetland mud to capture and store carbon. And here's how. The habitats are rich in plant life, but when those plants die, they're buried before releasing carbon into the atmosphere. Rising sea levels mean more layers of sediment wash over the landscape, and that locks the carbon-rich material inside the mud.
So in this case, what we see is a negative response. So sea level is rising. The vegetation actually responds to that increase in sea level. We get more sediment coming in. We get more organic material into the substrates as it's trying to adjust to the increase in sea level.
The team collected data from more than 300 salt marshes across six continents. But not every coastal wetland is the same. Kerry Lee Rogers highlights Northern Australia as a hotspot.
The coastal plains are very broad and we've also not developed on them. In southeastern Australia, as a contrast, we've got a lot of urban areas, cities, sitting right around our estuaries and waterways, and this is really going to limit our wetlands from moving to higher elevations as sea level rises.
And it's that urban expansion that's causing concern.
Particularly in developed countries, we've already sort of enclosed in our wetlands, which means they're not able to adjust that well. There is still a lot of clearance of wetlands that happens around the world globally for developments and for land use conversion. So all of these activities will limit the capacity of wetlands to adjust to sea level rise. It'll limit the capacity of them to store carbon, but it also increases the vulnerability of shorelines because you're removing those natural buffers.
The research has been published in the journal Nature.
Thomas Aretti reporting.